app.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court upholds Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming care for transgender minors. CBS's Jan Crawford.
Transgender girls or people who identify as a transgender boy, none of them would have access to this kind of medication. So they're rejecting claims that there's any kind of equal protection argument.
President Trump says he may do it, he may not do it. When asked if the U.S. will attack targets in Iran as Israel's air campaign shows no let-up.
Well, I don't know how much longer it's going to go on. They're totally defenseless. They have no air defense whatsoever. We've totally captured the air.
CBS's Kelly O'Grady says the Fed is expected to take no action today on interest rates.
Really what we're looking for from the Federal Reserve is how many interest rate cuts we're going to get this year. They're going to give updated economic projections and just where they see inflation in the labor market going.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin could see a sharp-tailed grouse hunt for the first time in years this fall. Last week, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Sharp-tailed Grouse Advisory Committee met to review population data and make their recommendation to the agency. The committee decided to recommend a hunting season for the first time since 2018. They say conservation and habitat restoration projects over recent years have helped the sharp-tailed grouse population bounce back. If approved by the DNR, the hunt would be held from October 18th to November 9th. Officials from Planned Parenthood say some of their locations in Wisconsin could close if the proposed federal budget bill passes. A measure in the proposed budget would prevent residents from using Badger Care to pay for the services they receive at Planned Parenthood, which could include routine health care or annual checkups. On top of losing that revenue, anti-abortion groups are also still looking for ways to close facilities that provide abortion services after state courts determined that an 1849 law did not ban consensual abortion in the state. Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services has announced the recipients of second quarter grant funding through Pierce Pepin Cares. The Spring Valley Fire Department and Durand Fire Relief will each receive a $500 grant to strengthen fire prevention efforts. Ellsworth Ambulance Service will receive a $2,500 grant to purchase chest compression equipment. Staying Put Inc. will receive a $1,000 grant to support programs that help seniors remain independent, and another $1,000 grant will help provide area kids with essential items like winter coats. Dunn County has been awarded a gold-level certification as a family-friendly workplace. Officials say the designation highlights the county's commitment to helping their employees maintain a healthy work-life balance. Officials from the Family Friendly Workplaces nonprofit say the gold-level certification recognizes employers for offering benefits like flexible work options, parental leave, and family support programs. The organization seeks to strengthen Western Wisconsin's workforce by encouraging employers to foster family-friendly workplaces. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers battle the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers take on the Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, making his second career start for Milwaukee. The Brewers won for 10 last night with runners in scoring position on the way to a 5-3 loss to the Cubs. Pat Murphy.
You look at the box scores tonight. If you look at 15 box scores, there's going to be six teams that are something like that. You got to hit with guys in scoring position, and we didn't.
The Cubs now with a 6.5 game lead over Milwaukee in the NL Central. Hockey, the Florida Panthers skating past the Edmonton Oilers 5-1 to win the Stanley Cup for a second year in a row, 4-2. NFL, the Packers' new president and CEO says there's no immediate plans to renew the contracts of Matt LaFleur or GM Brian Gutekunst. I asked Ed Policy what will be his focus as he takes over.
Keep the Packers in Green Bay. The big things there will be continuing to maintain and evolve Lambeau Field so that it remains not just iconic but also state-of-the-art.
That's the new Packers president, Ed Policy, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
More clouds than sunshine today, with scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm possible this afternoon. Otherwise, high temperatures are flirting with 80 degrees, and tonight, showers are still possible. They'll wind down overnight, with sunshine to start the day tomorrow. Highs rise to the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Matinee on Air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matinee on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday, Sharita Booker will review some events you might want to visit around Wisconsin this weekend. Also, Chad Holmes and Sean O'Malley on your money and the markets.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, happy Wednesday, Midwoche, as I recall. We got a really big shoe for you today. Congressman Mark Pocan will be with us in just a moment to take your calls for the first hour of the program, Middays with Mark. So if you want to get in the queue, the number is 202-808-9925. In the second hour of our program, I want to get into the politics of hate, how Trump has weaponized our darkest instincts, and a red alert notice from Senator Chris Murphy. It's pretty remarkable. I just want to share that with you. And a crazy alert, Donald Trump Jr. is blaming trans people for Melissa Hortman's murder, the legislator in Minnesota. Not making this up. It's insane. In the third hour of our program, my colleague and friend Dean Obidala, he does a show here on Sirius XM in the evening, is going to drop by. He wants us to know that there were two MAGA terrorist attacks on Saturday, but the corporate media refuses to call either one of them that. I call this guy the MAGA terrorist, but I think I'm the only one in the media who does so. And also in the third hour, a news summary, outrage over the New York City mayoral candidate's ICE arrest, and the Pentagon just added Greenland to the U.S. homeland. Isn't that sweet? Where are we going with this? But first, for this entire hour, Congressman Mark Pocan is with us, our Middays with Mark every other Wednesday here. He represents the 2nd District of Wisconsin. He's a current member and the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He's co-founder and co-chair of the Labor Committee, chair of the Congressional Equality Caucus. His website is pocan.house.gov. You can tweet him, Blue Sky is pocan.house.gov. And Congressman, welcome back to the program. So good to have you with us always. And hello?
He froze already.
Oh, he froze up. Oh my. He warned us before we started that the internet there at the Capitol building was a little flaky. Apparently it's gone very flaky. I wonder if Elon had something to do with this. There's a couple of things that I want to get into with him. We're trying to reestablish the connection. Maybe at the very worst, we should have a telephone, backline with him. Congressman, if you can hear me, I can't hear anything. Yeah, I think he's restarting his system. So. Let me just share with you. I was going to do this in the next hour, but this is Senator Chris Murphy. This is a message that Senator Chris Murphy published yesterday. He said, last night in the Senate, something really important happened. Republicans forced us to debate their billionaire bailout budget framework. We started voting at 6 p.m. because they knew doing it in the dark of night would minimize media coverage. And they don't want the American people to see how blatant their handover of our government to the billionaire class is. He says, so I want to explain what happened last night and what we did to fight back. And this is really cool. He says, the apex of the Republicans' plan to turn over our government to their wealthy cronies is a giant tax cut for billionaires and corporations. And they plan to pay for it with cuts to programs that working people rely on. You know, popular, necessary programs like Medicaid, Medicare, and SNAP are all being targeted. So in order to pass the tax cut, Republicans have to go through a series of procedural steps. And last night, they took the first step, which requires them to pass an outline of their plan. But with it, any senator can offer as many amendments as they want. So my Democratic colleagues and I did just that. Senator, this is, again, Senator Chris Murphy. He says, now we knew that the Republicans would largely and unanimously oppose them, but we had two objectives here. Where did I go here? One, Republicans were forced to put their opinion on the record, many for the first time, in the most corrupt part of Trump and Musk's agenda. I'm assuming we're getting Congressman Pocan on the telephone at the very least, right, Sean? Sean, we're getting him on the phone, right? Yeah, okay. In fact, it looks like that's him right there. And, Mateo grabbed the call before I could, so I can't put him on the air right now until Mateo lets go of him. Would you please ask Mateo to let go of him so I can put him on the air? Thank you. Okay, and I'll go into producer mode and grab that. And Congressman!
Yes, sorry about that, Tom.
That's quite all right. I was just reading a letter from Chris Murphy, but great to have you with us. I'm going to lock you down here, so, you know, we'll just use the phone audio and you know, we'll try to make the video work here on and off, but this is how we always did it with Bernie. It'll work just fine. So, you're there, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, of all the things Elon Musk could have worked on, he didn't work on fixing the internet. So we have a problem with federal internet, sometimes in the D.C. office, sometimes in the local.
Yeah, I get it. I totally get it. So a couple of quick questions here before we start picking up, you know, calls from people who want to speak with you. And the first is, as a congressman, I'm assuming you have access to intelligence that the rest of us don't. We are hearing from Iran that they don't have a program to build a nuclear bomb, that they haven't had one for years, that there, in fact, was a ruling or a fatwa or whatever by Khamenei that years ago that would be a violation of Islam. And Netanyahu has been claiming that Iran is going to have an atomic bomb within a few weeks since the 1990s. So what is it? Does Iran actually represent a threat to the region, a nuclear threat, or is it true that, you know, even if they are enriching uranium aggressively, that it would still take them a long, long time to actually come up with a bomb that they could deliver?
So I don't think I have any unique information other than what you just said, is we've heard over the years Benjamin Netanyahu say that somehow they were going to have a nuclear weapon, which they've never had. We've had an agreement in place until Trump lifted it to make sure that they didn't have it happening. And, you know, most of what Benjamin Netanyahu has been doing has been his own agenda, whether it be in Gaza and the West Bank or perhaps now with Iran. It's about trying to have a bigger goal of trying to eradicate any threats to Israel, in his opinion, and that's not enough of a reason for the United States to get involved at all.
Yeah, I get it. Thank you. Also, 700 troops have been mobilized to help ICE raids in Florida, Louisiana, and Texas. Trump is tripling down on sending the military into the streets of America, apparently in defiance of Posse Comitatus. And it looks like, you know, what I'm reading is this case before the Ninth Circuit about whether this is legal. The Ninth Circuit, or at least this three-judge panel, may well go against the district judge, Judge Breyer, and rule in Trump's favor. I'm curious your thoughts on all of this and you know, the New York City mayoral candidate and comptroller getting arrested by ICE and, you know, just generally what's going on here.
Well, you know, Trump does not want to talk about his tax bill. for good reason. Every time, you know, we've done polling, when you give their argument and argument, it drops about 20 points. And if you just talk about our argument, it drops about 30 points. And he knows that. So he's desperate to have different conversations, one of which that he always loves having is about the border, because he does quite well on polling on that. Our message is not as widely supported right now in how it's been presented. So he's going to use ICE very aggressively, illegally. The good news is we know whenever there is a lawsuit and he loses, he caves, because he's a caver in chief. 184 positive adjudications have happened out of the 250 cases that are out there. So that's huge. But this is something he's going to keep talking about. So we're not talking about that tax bill that's for him and Elon Musk and other people who can afford to belong to Mar-a-Lago.
Are you suggesting that he's not really trying to be the fascist president of the United States, that he's not really trying to put troops in the streets and threaten people and all this other fascist stuff, that all of this is just so that he can pass a tax break for billionaires and he's trying to use it as a distraction?
I think he would like to, because anything that's in Project 2025, he wants to do, right? We know that. So I think he would like to do some of these things, but I think the push right now is very much to divert the discussion from his holy grail, which is this tax bill. I mean, he's stealing from all of our pockets to enrich people like him. And that's why I think you're seeing what's happening in California. I mean, don't forget, L.A. is about 3-square-block area. I've seen that same car on fire. You'd think that, you know, half of L.A. is on fire, and it's right. The same small footage they're using. And I think he's doing it very intentionally.
Are you concerned that he is trying to change our form of government?
Well, I think, you know, we all are every day, right, and watching what he's doing. The good news is our founders did a good job in putting our rule of law together, and it's largely holding, and they do cave. And I've heard this from attorney generals who are doing lawsuits and others. But right now, watching this, I do think he is definitely trying to change the conversation. And if we're not careful, he'll pass this by probably by the August break is what they're trying to do. And at that point, a lot of people, millions and millions of people will have lost health care. Millions and millions of people will pay more for health care, and millions of people will lose food assistance.
Yeah. I have to say, I don't share your optimism. I actually believe this man is trying to turn us into a dictatorship. But we can continue the conversation.
I don't disagree he would like to do those things. I think right now, though, there is an intentionality.
Yeah. Okay. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us. We'll be picking up your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. It's 17 and a half minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with your calls for Mark Pocan. Congressman Mark Pocan, former chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Stick around. It's Middays with Mark. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened till you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes. And if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
Hungry for a home-cooked meal that hits the spot? Come on down to Chickadee's Family Restaurant, your cozy local veteran-owned diner serving up smiles 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're talking breakfast all day, hearty made-from-scratch soups, and their famous homemade, never-frozen hash browns. Craving lunch? Dive into delicious burgers, stacked sandwiches, and deep-fried chicken gizzards just like Mom used to make. Chickadee's, family-owned, always friendly, always fresh. Drop in and taste the charm.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us now.
3 in 4 people have no idea that the hospital I work at in northern Minnesota will likely close if this big, beautiful bill passes, as will the hospital in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. So it is incumbent upon us to have these conversations with each other, not in a hostile way, but in a genuine way about our values and the things that we deeply care about.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big, brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Lately, it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms and give school boards the power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill just passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but for everyone. And the Supreme Court, they're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If this sounds extreme, that's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member today. Because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a back seat. Text fees may apply.
He said, I'll bring the factories back with promises.
We have the second hybrid up now?
But
we don't. Okay. All right, let's see here. Congressman Wayne in Battleboro, North Carolina. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan, and just ignore the echo, Wayne, and go for it.
I totally understand. I'm Tom, Mark, thank you for taking my call. I'm technically in Thompson, Georgia right now. I'm an over-road truck driver. First thing I was calling about was what are we going to do about the Virginia 11th congressional district seat of Gary Connolly, and because the Republicans are stating how they're going to just fill that seat, flip it, because there's no turnout, and it's going to be on a weekend that a majority of people are traveling. And then the second question is, what are we going to do about, you know, we need to get more of our seasonal visas for people to work on the farms and stuff that are coming from, you know, from the southern countries and such. And how are we going to get something through that's, you know, or is it just a divide that we're happier with the divide than we are fixing the problem? And I'll take the answers off air. Thank you.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Wayne. So I think I would say to the first one, I haven't heard any concerns about the Virginia election right now that in any way the Democrats are at risk on that seat. So I'm not sure what you're hearing, but I haven't heard anything to provide any extra caution. On the second part, you know, I mean, if Trump were ever consistent on anything, maybe we could figure out this. But, you know, he has politicized the issue of the border so strongly. Tom, I saw a poll recently by a friendly progressive group that showed, quite honestly, the Democratic messaging at a 58-point deficit on this issue, and they know it. That's why they're, I think, again, rolling with it so aggressively. But it's a little hard to say you're going to go after, you know, people on immigration and then let people in the country to work on visas because it's inconsistent. Now, of course, Donald Trump is inconsistent on his messaging every single day. And just recently he said they were going to lay off of people working on farms, et cetera. And now that's been reversed again because he has to keep to the original racist rhetoric that he's always been at. So I just think it's going to be difficult to see anything until you have a rational way of discussing immigration policy. And I doubt that'll ever happen under Donald Trump.
I am hearing that Trump refers to Stephen Miller as Weird Stephen. A lot of us call him Pee Wee German. But yeah. I'm also hearing that he actually is the guy who's running the White House right now. What do you know about that?
Well, there's no question many of these policies that we're seeing are absolutely Stephen Miller policies, right? And, given all that they're trying to do, I mean, Stephen Miller, that polling was really troubling, Tom, because while there are certainly things people strongly believe you should have due process and other aspects of what's going on, mm-hmm. Right now, overall, they know this is a winning issue the way they talk about it, and I think Stephen Miller's pushing it.
Yeah, I get it. Although people are starting to be rather horrified by friends and neighbors being dragged off, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, watching some of this with, senators and what they're doing in other areas, that video will build and have the right effect.
I think so. Hang on.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's Middays with Mark. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour, taking your calls. Stick around. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Representative Mark Pocan. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
We'll talk with former Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen about his bipartisan effort with the Democracy Defense Project.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the state plans to go forward with a $7.4 billion settlement with Purdue Pharma stemming from a multi-state lawsuit. The lawsuit argued the company aggressively marketed opioid products for decades, leading to a significant opioid crisis. If approved by all parties, the $7.4 billion settlement would be spread out over 15 years and Purdue Pharma would no longer be able to sell opioids in the country. Wisconsin could receive over $80 million over that 15 years for its share of the settlement. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for the Shooting Range Grant Program. The program seeks to provide financial assistance for safe and accessible firearm or archery recreational shooting opportunities. The grant funding has previously been used for things like renovating backstops and constructing indoor ranges. The DNR plans to disperse $600,000 among grant recipients. Anybody interested in the program must contact DNR officials before submitting their applications by July 15th. Detours around Birch Street in the city of Eau Claire go into place today for a pavement replacement project. City officials say the concrete in the road has reached the end of its expected life, and the project will also see the replacement of curbs and gutters. City crews will not be doing any utility work during the project. The first phase of the project will cover Bergen Avenue to Balcom Street. Phase two is scheduled to begin in August, covering Balcom Street to Franklin Street. Crews will generally be on site Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The Chippewa Falls Public Safety Committee met with representatives from Flock safety cameras this week. Organization officials say they're hoping to show the city some of the benefits Flock camera technology can have for law enforcement authorities. There are some Flock cameras installed in nearby municipalities, including Rice Lake. Organization officials said the footage from those Flock cameras has already led to a number of arrests. City officials raised a number of questions about privacy and data security, as well as concerns about possible Fourth Amendment violations. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
More clouds than sunshine today, with scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm possible this afternoon. Otherwise, high temperatures are flirting with 80 degrees, and tonight, showers are still possible. They'll wind down overnight, with sunshine to start the day tomorrow. Highs rise to the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, Vitaly's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Yeah, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Maggie Dawn.
Who wins in war?
billionaires do. We discuss one such billionaire's efforts to buy Wisconsin elections and the lawsuit to stop them with Jeff Mandel and Scott Thompson of Law Forward.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
So get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartmann.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Four minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan with us. Congressman, can you hear me? Are you there? Hybrid B apparently is not working. Okay, so I'm going to put him back on hold and pick him up on Hybrid A. And we'll try this again. Congressman, are you there?
Video. Can you hear me?
Oh, we've got him on video. Okay, cool.
Yeah, we figured out a way to use streaming that's not federal internet on my laptop. So
cool.
Little gum and we fixed it.
There you go. Baling wire and bubble gum. All righty. Yep. So let's pick up some calls here. Pat in Sacramento, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Congressman. I just had a kind of an idea I'm going to run past you here. I was wondering if maybe blue states could, like, form a coalition and kind of pool their money for disasters and help each other out, and also kind of keep the federal money and use it for ourselves because the federal government isn't funding the programs that we're paying for. So I was wondering if that could possibly be something that you guys could think about, and also if farms start going under because they're taking all their people, maybe the coalition of voters can kind of go to those farms and help out. I was wondering if that's a idea that could possibly, I don't know, help.
I mean, what you're essentially saying is that we shouldn't pay any taxes or any dollars in, and I don't know how you would actually do that because, you know, there's so many people across the country, you know, who would be paying in, essentially. Those are the tax dollars that get sent back out. You know, certainly, I mean, when you look at the blue states, California alone is 1/6 of, you know, the country and probably even more so of the economy of the country. But I think it would be difficult. I know what you're saying, but I think it would be difficult to make it work in actual practice.
Blake in Kokomo, Indiana, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan. Blake.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my phone call. I was wanting to talk about this whole issue with people bringing up what is a woman, quote unquote. And on our driver's licenses, it's only got one letter. It's either M or F, right? So I was thinking, like, okay, so after the M or F, you could have MXX or female. XY, which would be 90% of the population, and then if you have, you know, the other's possibilities, then, you know, that's how you self-identify on your driver's license, at least.
Yeah, I mean, we're making it more difficult than if you just let someone determine what they want on their driver's license, then, you know, we don't have to have a lot of extra letters. to put out there. Again, don't forget, this is really a wedge issue for the Republicans. We weren't talking about it. They bought ads last fall, and then people said, oh, the Democrats only talked about it. No, it was the Republicans who put ads out there. I mean, this is, you know, how they govern by fear, how they run elections by fear. And, you know, Tom, I had a guy, this conservative podcast, come to one of my town halls I did in another district. And, you know, I thought he was very clever by asking the question, you know, what is a woman? And the answer I should have said is something you're never probably going to see. You know, might have been a better way of answering it, because, you know, this isn't an intelligent conversation people are trying to have. And I appreciate Blake is trying to come up with an answer. But, you know, the answer really is respect people. And if people are saying they should be able to identify their own gender on a license, and we shouldn't have to, I think, you know, create a lot of extra steps to just make Republicans, because then they're still going to manipulate it and use it anyway. So it's not like there's a problem that exists other than for Republicans.
Yeah, amen. Chip in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, Tom. And Congressman, thank you sincerely for all that you do. I've been following you in your and the battle you've had with Derek Van Orden in regards to the big, beautiful bill that they're calling it, which is really the big, ugly bill, as we know. And I'm focusing on that. It is so awful that there's no way in the world I could describe it. But the thing I think is being missed is the lack of honest debate, as you say, you know, smart, intelligent talk about what it really is. And if they can, if the GOP can actually make the argument, great, but instead, like Orton's doing, he's just lying about it. So I'm calling to offer a suggestion, or actually a suggestion and a little parts to that. I recently heard an interview with Sam Feist, who's the new head of C-SPAN, and he actually seems very friendly to the type of debate type of situation that I think you could ask for. In other words, contact Orton and Van Orden and have them say, look, on C-SPAN is willing to do a debate on X and make it very public. Feist, the old CNN crossfire days, so obviously that's right up his bailiwick. And what is missing is either to get the GOP to actually defend this awful bill. I mean, it's literally like asking America to take out a second mortgage in order to pay for my rich uncle's third yacht, and at the same time give up the health care for my kid and grandmothers. It is absolutely horrible. There's no way in the world they can defend it, and the only way they're doing it is with lies. And somehow you guys got to come up with a way in order to
Chip, let's let the congressman respond here. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate what Chip is saying, because, you know, this has been, Tom, you know, something I've been focusing on, which is going into Republican districts and holding town halls. They're told not to by their leadership for good reason. Mm-hmm. And I think the power of doing this is it's not he said, she said, this number, that number, who's going to lose health care. It's common sense. If you really are proud of a bill, they're claiming this is a good bill, you should want to get on the rooftop and shout about it. Instead, if you're hiding in your basement, maybe everything you say about the bill is BS, right? So I'm going to Republican districts so people can, one, vent and be heard, but two, getting out, you know, this common sense message. And so Derek Van Orden, who represents a district to my west, who has a swing district, he's one of the duller crayons in the box of Congress, Tom. And, you know, he keeps saying lies about the bill. So I've challenged him to debate his district, my district, anytime, the merits. And he just keeps, you know, coming back with some stupid, you know, clever little thing he thinks, instead of taking on the issue that they don't want to debate it. But people are getting it. And I'm looking at this social media traffic. They understand if they're afraid to talk about the bill that's supposedly so good, maybe they don't have much to talk about. And I think that we need to be much more aggressive as Democrats doing this with Republicans across the country.
Amen. Fred in Exeter, New Hampshire, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes, hi. Thank you for having me on. I basically have a simple question, because I'm really kind of upset. I'm trying to really calm down here. But my question is this. Why does the U.S. unconditionally support Israel? I mean, it's criminally insane what they're doing. There's a genocide that really has not been talked about enough.
They're basically killing people on purpose who are just trying to get food. This is land that was Palestinian land. And here the United States unconditionally gives money and weapons out of my taxes to kill innocent people because Netanyahu wants to basically take over Gaza and he's going to take over the West Bank. And the Congress and the Senate is just has this sick adoration of no matter what Israel does, they're great with it. I mean, it's really insane.
Yeah.
Why?
Let's get a response, Fred.
Can you shed some light on this?
Yeah. Thank you, Fred.
Sure. I think two things I could say offhand. One would be kind of the Joe Biden argument. You know, Israel was a long, long time ally of the United States. And prior to Netanyahu, you know, we have done many, many things with the people of Israel. And, you know, things are completely different. I agree under Netanyahu right now. I mean, you know, for a long time, Gaza has been an open air prison that goes predates Netanyahu. And certainly those are complaints we should have been more aggressive on as a country. But in general, they've been an ally. And I think people like Joe Biden kind of had that mindset when I wish he would have been much more aggressive than what happened during, you know, since October 7th in particular. But secondly, you know, there are a lot of groups that are very much pro Netanyahu. They're very influential in our politics. One is called AIPAC. You know, AIPAC challenges Democrats who challenge Netanyahu, and they've been successful in beating Jamal Bowman and Cori Bush. And they have a lot of money behind this, and a lot of folks are afraid to ruffle their feathers. Some of us are not. But, you know, they regularly call into my district trying to find me a challenger. And I think it's between the old relationship and really I still think we have a good relationship with the people of Israel. It's Netanyahu is an international war criminal, right? He's been charged with one. He should be tried for one. And what he's doing is not short of genocide right now in Gaza in particular. But, you know, I don't want to forget what's happening in the West Bank either. And now his most recent excursion going after Iran, which I'm not yet convinced is justified, you know, is him just trying to expect us to have his back. And I think that relationship is definitely very different. That's why we've introduced legislation to make Congress have to approve any offensive weapons in the future. And we're just still trying to build that support. So hopefully those two give you a little bit of insight. One is there's an old feeling around how the U.S. relationship is with Israel. But secondly, is some of these
You're
groups and elections
to Tom
and money.
Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 46 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us. Middays with Mark taking your calls. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Congressman Pocan. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD, and I'm one of them. I use their sleep gummies. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like I did and millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Just visit CBDistillery.com and use the promo code TOM. That's CBDistillery.com, promo code THOM. CBDistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
When Republicans try to be cute, they always end up looking like Wile E. Coyote in the old cartoons. Governor Evers is the roadrunner, and his veto pen is the Acme anvil that keeps getting dropped on their heads. If what they want to do over the next few weeks is not pass a state budget, it would be best for them to get one of those tiny cartoon umbrellas to guard against another Acme anvil that voters are going to drop on their heads.
Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrance.com/Tom. And welcome back. Do we have Congressman Pocan back with us? Good. Yeah, I can. There you go. Okay. Let's pick up another caller here. Sue in Belmont, Michigan. Sue, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, Congressman Pocan. I don't know if all of you are aware of it or not, but, you know, with all these protests going on, the people are upset. People don't like the greed and the corruption. And I have an idea. It may not be, able to be put into effect until we get a Democratic majority. But we need to stop Citizens United to get the money out of it, out of our campaigns, so that each candidate just get the same amount. And I also want to suggest that with with what the Republicans did with their 2025 thing, if the Democrats could do something like that, but get ideas from the constituents, from the people, yeah, and have
Democratic
people call
project
them.
2025. Sue, let's let the congressman answer. Thank you.
Yeah, Sue, on the first part, I mean, you are absolutely right. Says, and ending Citizens United is going to, in many ways, help every other issue because it's the power of special interest coming in, whether it be wealthy individuals or special interests by group that have undue influence because of the amount of money in campaigns. And when you talk about everyone getting the same amount, I mean, I've long been an advocate for public funding of elections that would do that. In fact, where it was done well is then if outside groups did come in, there'd be even more money that released to try to counter that, to disincentivize that outside money. To me, that's a great idea. However, I'll let you know, sometimes people who get elected by the current system aren't the first ones trying to change it. So that has been a difficulty in the past on the public finance side of it. But End Citizens United, I know, was part of our H.R. 1 bill to take care of that. And then secondly, I mean, absolutely, we need to make sure that when we're coming back, that we have to, first of all, fix a lot of what Donald Trump is currently breaking. But, you know, let's have a big vision that's going to include everyone for national health care, for Social Security that's going to continue to work, to make sure that so many of these big issues, let's not just take off the rough edges. Let's make sure that we're doing things that make our country live up to the promise it offers, and that should be our goal.
Dave in Buffalo, New York, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Mark Pocan and Tom, thank you. With Melissa Hortman, it was the an act of stochastic terrorism, and Iran is just another splash of ketchup for the fraudulent guy in office because the deportation isn't going as smoothly as he would like, and Iran, he can't control.
So, Dave, what's your question for the congressman? We just have a minute and a half here.
Stochastic terrorism, Trump has brought that to our country.
Okay, Congressman, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, I mean, I do think the political rhetoric that Donald Trump uses, and unfortunately, even Mike Johnson, soft-spoken Mike Johnson, when he said that, you know, Governor Newsom should be tarred and feathered, does not help because we're seeing the MAGA threats to Republican senators during voting for confirming secretaries. We're seeing the threats to governors like in Pennsylvania, Governor Shapiro, and we're watching now what happened to state legislators and members of Congress in Minnesota. But a big part of it is the rhetoric that Donald Trump puts out there, that the other party is your enemy, that people are subhuman.
Yeah. Okay, there he goes. Oh, my goodness. It really is this really is a crisis. And this, in fact, this is. There you go. Are you back?
Yeah, I didn't know I was gone.
Yeah,
sorry.
You were. But you can finish your thought. We have about 20 seconds. Oh, it froze up again. This is just for the record, this is my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com, which I'm going to be talking about on the other side of this break, which is that hate is a powerful, powerful force that Donald Trump has harnessed and he's using. Are you back, Congressman? Yes, no, maybe? Nope, he isn't. It just was just there for a second. All righty. Well, Congressman, if you can hear me, thank you so much for being with us today. We really, truly appreciate it. We always appreciate it. Middays with Mark, Congressman Mark Pocan. Check out his website at pocan.house.gov. And I'll be back with you on the other side of this break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right? You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. Supreme Court upholds Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming care for children. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
It's on the basis of age, because this says minors cannot use certain treatments, and it's on the basis of medical usage.
26 states have similar laws. The U.S. Embassy is working on an evacuation plan to get Americans out of Israel. President Trump said this when asked if the U.S. would join Israel in attacks in Iran.
I may do it. I may not do it. I mean, nobody knows what I'm going to do. I can tell you this, that Iran's got a lot of trouble.
Iran rejected the call today for unconditional surrender. President Trump also slammed the chairman of the Federal Reserve today. Trump wants interest rates lowered. The Fed is set to leave them alone after a policy meeting today.
We have a stupid person, frankly, at the Fed. He probably won't cut today. Europe had 10 cuts, and we had none.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.